Ever had one of those, like, wait, really? Moments when you stumble across a weird fact?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, well, get this. Being chronically lonely can be as bad for you as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Wild, right?
Wow, that's intense. I can see why you'd say weird fact about that one.
Yeah, it kind of blew my mind too. And it's actually what got me thinking we needed to do a deep dive on this whole loneliness thing.
Makes sense. That's not something you just gloss over.
Exactly. Plus, you sent over those articles about this loneliness epidemic, and honestly, I was kind of shocked by what I
It's
learned.
one of those things, right? We hear about it, but we don't always grasp the full impact.
Totally. Like, I always thought loneliness was, just feeling a bit down or whatever. But this article, The Overlooked Epidemic from the Therapy Group of DC, it really lays out how big of a deal this is. Like, way more common and way more serious than most people realize.
And it's not just about feeling sad or isolated, though that's definitely part of it. What's really fascinating here is the link to our mental health.
Oh, right. The article touched on that. Something about the CDC, right?
Exactly. The CDC has found that people who experience chronic loneliness are significantly more likely to develop conditions like depression and anxiety.
So it's not just a mood, it's like a health thing impacting our brains and all that.
Exactly. It can actually change how our brains function over time. Pretty wild, right?
That's kind of scary when you put it like that. It makes you think about the difference between like choosing to be alone versus feeling lonely, you know?
Totally. And those aren't always the same, are they?
Like, you could have tons of friends and still feel lonely, or be by yourself and be totally content.
Exactly. Big difference between loneliness, which is the feeling, and social isolation, which is about a lack of interaction. But both, and this is key, can seriously mess with your mental well-being.
Yeah, I'm picking up on that key emphasis. So, how serious are we talking, really?
Serious enough that the U.S. Surgeon General declared loneliness a public health epidemic.
Whoa, an epidemic. That's huge. What makes it that detrimental, though? Like, what are the risks?
Well, to start, chronic loneliness sends your body into this constant state of stress.
Ah, so your body's always on high alert, even if there's no real danger.
Exactly. And being in that state 24/7, that's going to take its toll, right?
Yeah.
We're talking sleep problems, heart issues, the whole nine yards.
Heart issues, seriously. From loneliness, that's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
It's a bigger deal than most people realize. And it's not just heart problems either. Studies have even found a link between chronic loneliness and a higher risk of dementia later in life. Wild.
Right. That is wild. Makes you think about how much of other health issues could be tied back to this feeling lonely thing. But wasn't there something in the article about how loneliness like shows up differently for different people?
Absolutely. It's not one size fits all. For
Yeah.
example, young adults might struggle with it when they're like moving to a new city, starting a new job, feeling a bit lost without their usual connections.
Right, like you're surrounded by people, but you still feel out of place.
Exactly. And then on the flip side, you have older adults who might be dealing with things like retirement, loss of a spouse, less mobility, which obviously leads to less social interaction.
So it's like everyone's got their own version of loneliness shaped by what they're going through.
Exactly. And on top of that, there's this whole stigma around admitting you're lonely.
Totally. It's like
Yeah.
you're supposed to just get over it or
Yeah,
something.
like it's a sign of weakness or something. But come on, we've seen the research. This is serious stuff. Acknowledging those feelings, that's actually a sign of strength. Being
Yowie.
able to say, hey, I need some help here.
Couldn't agree more. Especially since ignoring it clearly doesn't make it go away. So let's talk solutions because the article had some really interesting points about tackling loneliness both personally and as a society.
Absolutely.
One thing that stuck with me was the whole quality over quantity thing when it comes to relationships.
Oh, for sure. It's not about collecting friends on social media. It's about having those deep, meaningful connections. And there's a fascinating neurological reason for that.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Remember how we talked about loneliness messing with your brain? Well, positive social interaction, especially with people you're close to it, can actually help undo some of that damage.
Okay, that makes sense, but how?
Basically, it triggers the release of oxytocin, the
Mm-hmm.
cuddle
Oh,
hormone.
yeah, the one that makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
Exactly. It's a mood booster, stress reducer, all in one. And those positive interactions, those help create a sense of belonging, which is huge when it comes to combating loneliness.
So it's like giving your brain a hug, but from the inside. I like it.
Exactly. It's about building those strong foundations. But of course, sometimes we need a little extra help, right?
Right, like a brain hug can only go so far.
Exactly. And that's where professional help can come in.
Yeah, the article mentioned that too. So, for someone who's really struggling with this, What can therapy actually do?
Therapy is awesome for this kind of thing. It gives you this safe space to really dig into what's going on, figure out what's fueling those lonely feelings. Plus, you learn coping mechanisms, ways to manage those feelings, and this is key, build those healthy connections we were just talking about.
So it's like having a personal trainer, but for your social life.
Uh-huh. I like that. It's about giving you the tools and support to thrive.
Makes sense. Speaking of tools, the article also brought up technology. And I know we often hear how social media is like loneliness central.
Oh, tell me about it.
But could it also be part of the solution?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tricky because, yeah, endlessly scrolling through everyone else's highlight reel, that's a recipe for feeling awful.
Comparison is the thief of joy and all that.
100%. But, and this is a big but, online communities can be amazing for some people, especially those who struggle with face-to-face interaction.
Yeah, finding your people, even if it's online.
Exactly. It's all about being mindful, right? Yeah. Using technology to connect in genuine ways, not just adding to the noise.
Totally. Quality over quantity strikes again.
Always. And hey, let's not forget about things like telehealth. Therapy from your couch.
Yeah.
That's a game changer for accessibility.
Right. So many more people can get the support they need.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, right? Supporting each other, talking about these things, breaking down the stigma.
It's like you said earlier, knowledge is power.
100%. Just knowing you're not alone in this can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a real eye-opener, feeling much more informed about this whole loneliness epidemic, and I hope our listeners are too.
Me too. It's amazing what you learn when you take a deep dive.
That's what we're here for. Until next time, everyone, keep those conversations going, be kind to yourself, and remember, you are not alone.